Greetings, welcome to the meditation. And it's a happy sight to see the stream of good mornings here on the chat. It's just kind of a wonderful kind of river of goodwill, and I love seeing the familiar names, and I love seeing new names, and very nice. So one of the hallmarks of Buddhism and Buddhist practice is freedom. And freedom is a little complicated to appreciate because it's very easy to feel that freedom is unfettered, unlimited ability to act on our desires, to act on our compulsions, to give room to whatever we're feeling, wanting, disliking, just our feelings just kind of to flow freely and fully, and then act on them. And that's not quite what the freedom of Buddhism is. The freedom of Buddhism is the freedom that is not ego-based or conceit-based. It's not the freedom that allows unfettered expression of our desires and our animosities and our fears. But rather, it is a freedom that's deeper than that, that allows for something in their depths that's independent of greed and hatred and delusion, independent of the whole complex of emotions and impulses that come out of what could be called conceit, and to allow that to be free of us in a sense. But it is coming from our depths. It is a hugely, you know, integral part of who we are. The Dharma that we are, a Dharma that flows through us. So and that's one of the reasons why provisionally mindfulness can be understood as getting out of the way or as giving a pause of just allowing things to be and seeing them, being aware of them, making room for whatever's here. And a progressive process of just getting out of the way and allowing our inner experience to flow. And that allowing is not acting on our impulses or compulsions, but it is listening and sensing and feeling in to what's deeper, what freedom can we give to what's deeper and more integral, more intimate. That which lays at the kind of the foundation of our life, or that which comes from some place within that is more wholesome, maybe deeper than the place of unwholesomeness or unskillfulness, things that are based on compulsion. And to have the trust to allow ourselves not to act on compulsion, but to make room for something else than what comes from fear or compulsive desire or compulsive animosity, resentment, or what kind of swirls around and gets trapped in the cycles of fear that might exist. So to pause, to allow, to get out of the way of one's own experience. So to begin this process, we take a pause in our daily activities to meditate and to not so much to make something happen, but to discover what is here for us and have that discovery be equivalent to keep opening doors to what is here. So taking a posture, assuming a posture, that allows you, your body, to pause from usual activities. For most of you, it's probably a stationary posture, so the body is still. And that allows us to tune into, be aware of, the sensations of the body that are maybe more subtle than what would be the case if we're doing a lot of movement. And one of the things that we don't pay much attention to in daily life can be the ongoing rhythm of breathing. And so to maybe take a few long, slow, deep breaths, perhaps not aggressive breaths, not too forceful, but some deep, gentle breaths, full breaths, three quarters full, and a long exhale, a long release. And as we exhale, the end of the exhale, to relax the belly, maybe relax the chest. And then letting your breathing return to normal, with no special effort to breathe in special ways. In this process of beginning to get out of the way and allow what is, in a sense, the natural processes of the body to be free of our interference, or wanting, or trying to make something happen. And allowing the breathing to breathe itself. And if that's not possible, don't worry about it. Allow that. And perhaps as a way of continuing to settle in, on the exhale, relax the body more fully. Wherever in your body your attention lands as you exhale, soften and relax. The idea of releasing can also be helpful here. Releasing the places in the body that are contracted. And then letting go of the effort to relax or release. And to really just allow what's here. Allow and discover what your experience is now. Seeing if that discovery, that noticing, can be spacious or allowing. Maybe even gentle. And noticing that gives room for your experience to be what it is, without being involved in it, judging it, thinking about it, analyzing it. coming in close. So it's the direct experience. The experience as it manifests in the body. The physicality of whatever is happening for you, emotions and a lot of thinking. Discover and make space for the physical way it feels and senses in the body. Perhaps quieting your thinking so there's more room in attention to discover, to feel, to sense. And at the center of what is arising, appearing, is the appearing of the inhales and the exhales. And to allow those experiences to arise in freedom. From ourselves, our desires, our wantings, expectations, judgments, however the breathing is, let it be. And whatever your experience is, let it be. But let it be in as clear an awareness as you can. With knowing, this is how it is. And as we go along, new experiences will arise. Things will get strong and loud. Just keep getting out of the way to allow each thing to be known, just known for what it is. In a sense, granting freedom to every thing that the mind can know as it's known in the present moment. knowing what's happening and allowing it, getting out of the way, so we're not participating in it. Just aware of it. to come to the end of this sitting, the ability to be sensitive and aware in a deep way, or sensitive to the deeper what's happening within us that's deeper than the ways we might feel overwhelmed by life or frustrated by life, deeper than the contractions of fear, the compulsions of desire, the fever of animosity, to feel our way deep inside to where there is a kind of space and ease and peace from which flows our goodwill, from which friendliness has a chance, simple, ordinary kindness. These simple, ordinary feelings of goodwill that so easily get eclipsed by all the preoccupations of the mind, our life. And to have some sense, some intuition of a place of kindness and goodwill and care and love, compassion, that is not an obligation, but rather something that also lives in us, something also that flows and arises. And it's something that's wholesome and good, that's beneficial for us to give expression to. Some of the wholesome aspects of who we are grow when we give them expression. And so at the end of a sitting, to give expression to our appreciation, our respect, our care for others, by wishing them well, and by wishing that our meditation practice supports us in our care for the world. May it be that this practice we've done today, may it be for the welfare and happiness and support of all beings everywhere. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings everywhere be free.